Let's calm ourselves down. Gently close your eyes. Let our head, neck, and spine all in one straight line. Tuck in our belly. Let our hands put on our laps. The palms may be facing up or down. And raise your chest and two shoulders roll to the back. And let our chin parallel to the floor. Relax your face, relax your forehead. Put on a smile. Now, tell yourself for the following 15 to 20 minutes, stay still as a rock. Now we get into breathing meditation. Imagine there is a tiny you standing on the tip of the nose, observing your breathing. Exhale and inhale. Exhale first, then inhale, count as one. If your mind drift away from your breathing, just gently bring it back to your breathing and count and start from one again. Now let's count our breathing 10 times. Now, let's think about think of the strongest addiction that you have. Let's say to get attention, seek attention. It could be an addiction to material too. Want to get a feeling of joy from food? It could be the philosophical kind of addiction. For example, one of the addiction is to get the attention from others. Then I have to think about the clothes that I wear. It is very special, or I give present to others. Or I try to be nice to others. Does this really get the attention? Think about that. What kind of feeling do you want to have whenever, when this negative emotion, it appear? Is it that it always happen like that? Actually, sometimes you can get this feeling. Sometimes you cannot get this feeling. That's why we say that sometimes it's effective, sometimes it is not, then it is not effective. If it doesn't come from what we think, from all these ways of doing, then where does it come from? It must be coming from the seeds in our mind. For example, we want to get the attention from others, then how do I plant the seeds? And so that I will get this feeling of getting attention from others. So I have to, like in workplace, to care for others' work when they are doing well. I have to praise them. Only then I can really plant the seeds and others will see what I have done and they will praise me. Now think about that. What is the feeling that you wish to have? And how would you plant the seed so that you always will have this feeling and not chasing after the external things? Now, let's have a look A drink or some kind of food that you love to eat. For example, for myself, when I'm nervous, I like to drink this hot, sweet almond milk. I feel that it gives me a sense of calmness. And for you, is there any kind of food or drink you feel that it gives you a certain kind of good feeling that you like? And this good feeling, does it come from this drink or food? Clearly, it doesn't always gives you this feeling that you want to have, just like me. Whenever I drink this almond milk, it doesn't always give me this calmness feeling. So, actually, what gives me this feeling and where does it come from? We say that it comes from the seeds in our mind. So, how do I plant these seeds? Regardless what drinks I drink, I will have this calm feeling. So, think about that. So, what kind of feelings you want from eating or drinking this food and drink so that always you can have this feeling? How can you plant the seeds so you can, you'll get this feeling? When we really understand the good feeling that we want, it doesn't come from the drink or food, then only we can get out from the addiction. Only then we really understand that every time when we want to have this feeling and how to plant the seeds. This is understanding where things really come from. Now, think about it. How every time you can create this good feeling, how can you actually practice it into your daily life? Today, for today, whole day, how are you going to practice things come from where? Where does things come from? Three long deep breaths. Direct today's contemplation to the people in the world. We'll understand where things come from and really get rid of addiction. We'll understand that the biggest joy, where it comes from, and really get rid of it. Three long deep breaths. And gently open your eyes and move your hands and legs, and we can come back to the present. And let's stretch.